What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this is our last episode of 2024. I'm really hoping I can get it out tomorrow because that's, it's going to be the last day of the year. So hopefully we can get this out. I think I should be able to, though. But yeah, I wanted to finish off with a Christmas movie. Our last episode was Black Christmas from 2006, which was your pick, and my pick was The Mean One from 2022. And I have a feeling that you're going to be a mean one talking about this movie.
Probably. I mean, it's got to go with the movie, man.
Yeah. I mean, I did text you last night and apologized in advance for picking this, but
It's all right.
I'm a little bit sick. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not. I hope it's not too bad, but
Didn't even notice.
all right, good. I'm stuffed right up. Tis the season with four kids. All right, before we talk about this movie though, what have you been up to? We haven't recorded since Christmas. How were your holidays? What'd you do?
Good. Didn't really do much, visit family. Yeah, pretty much it. Not
All
nothing
right.
too crazy, just kind of kept it low key.
That's good.
Yeah. How would you?
Not too bad. We went to my parents on Christmas Day and then Sarah's parents on Boxing Day. And then we spent the last 2 days renovating, well, doing kitchen floors and hallway floors. And other than that, it's been, I don't know, not quiet, but not
Yeah.
too bad.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, what are you drinking tonight?
So tonight I'm drinking a Bose Creme Brulee.
Oh,
Built Brulee like
yeah.
BREW. Yeah. It's a dessert stout, so
That sounds
I
good.
assume that it's gonna be very sweet.
How is it?
Pretty good. It's good.
Yeah. Is
It's
it
pretty good,
sweet?
yeah. Yeah, it is. Like the aftertaste is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Stout with burnt sugar and vanilla.
That would be a creme brulee.
Yeah, that's good. What are you drinking?
Ironically enough, I'm also drinking a dessert stout.
Okay.
I'm drinking Flying Monkey's D Lovely, which is the raspberry satin milk stout.
Nice. Nice.
Raspberry chocolate. I've had this before. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Finally cracked open the box that Sarah got me for
Nice.
Christmas. Have you tried yours yet? Any of the chocolate ones?
Oh yeah, I finished them. Yeah,
What did you think?
they're good. Like the mint chocolate one, like isn't the best, but yeah, no, it's a good pack for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Sweet. All right. Have you had time to watch any movies?
I sure have.
I feel like this is just a perfect week for you, just
I
blasting
know.
through.
Yeah, so I already mentioned Ad Astra. Watched the night before, yearly watch for me. Elf, not the Grinch Stole Christmas. I mean, nothing too exciting. I did watch the new movie Carry On. It's on Netflix. I really liked it. It's kind of one of those movies that you just kind of shut off your brain and have fun with it because it's not really believable, but yeah. Watched Air Force One for the first time. It's pretty good. Not bad. Didn't like blow my mind.
I remember really enjoying that one, but I haven't watched it in a really long time.
Watched the new movie Doc this that came out this year called Will and Harper. Don't know if you've heard of this one.
No.
So it is but Will Ferrell and one of his best friends on SNL, who was the lead writer whenever he was kind of up and comer on SNL.
Okay.
And so they haven't talked in like 10 years, and then all of a sudden this Harper person who used to go by the name of Andrew actually transitioned to a woman.
Okay.
And before Harper transitioned, she liked to travel the states, go to different places, go to like backwood bars and go like to rally car racing. And she thought like, would I be able to do these things now as a woman, as like a transgender woman? So she kind of recruits Will to go on this road trip with her. And it's really good. I really recommend watching it, man.
That sounds interesting.
It kind of opens your eyes, and you know they get to Texas at a point, and well, we know how Texas is,
Ooh.
and it re really opens Will's mind as well, and it's pretty emotional. It is funny. Yeah, definitely recommend it. It's on Netflix.
Okay, cool.
Watched Ocean's 13, then right kind of randomly threw on Hotel Transylvania the other day.
Nice.
That's it.
Cool.
What about you?
Fuck. I don't know what I was thinking there. One second. Wasn't even ready. I didn't watch very much, but what did I watch? Surviving Christmas?
Nice.
That was a first time watch for me, and I don't know. Wasn't a huge fan of it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's Ben Affleck and Christina Applegate. And oh my God, why can't I think of his name? Tony Soprano. Fuck, the actor that plays Tony Soprano. What is his name? Why can't I think of it?
Fucking Al Pacino.
No, what?
Oh, Tony Soprano. James
There
Gandolfini.
we go. That's, I knew you would fucking know it.
Fucking, I was thinking of Tony Montana.
Yeah, so he's in it too, but I don't know, it's
Nice.
okay. Then my yearly watch is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I always throw it on every Christmas morning whenever we're opening gifts and whatnot. And then I watched Afraid, which is a Blumhouse movie that came out this year, about like basically like an Alexa on steroids, AI kind of thing. It's not a great movie though. I definitely wouldn't
Okay.
even bother watching it.
It
I just kind of wanted to get an extra 2024 movie in there. But yeah, haven't watched a whole lot this week. It's busy times. Did finish reading The Way of Kings though, so that consumed a lot of time for me because that book is 1200 pages.
Yeah.
And yeah, we started playing Marvel Rivals, which is fun.
Yep.
Having a good time with it. I'm still sharing my screen, I just realized.
You are. I was going to wait a
But
couple more seconds.
yeah, other than that, not a whole lot. I don't have any news. I haven't really had a lot of time to get anything together, so I failed on that part.
Nothing really for 4K worth.
Really?
Yeah, we got Internal Affairs, Atari. The John Wayne movie, and then Cage, or no, that cover is very weird. Snake Eyes with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, cool.
For some reason, like it says Cage Snake, like all in one word. So I was like, what the fuck?
Nice. Did you, because obviously, like we said, Boxing Day and whatnot, did you, you bought some 4Ks, didn't you? You sent me
I
something.
did. I actually didn't tell you, but you and our buddy Kyle kind of got me in the itch. So
No
I bought
way.
I bought the Evil Dead Steelbook.
Sick, nice.
Yeah. And then what else did I get with it?
That was such a good deal, man. $17.
Yeah, Evil Dead and what was the other? Oh yeah, Watchmen, which I already told
Oh
you, but
yeah.
yeah.
Sweet.
So yeah.
Yeah, I only bought the Evil Dead Steelbook and Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Because I need to have that in my collection. I need to get the original Top Gun in 4K too, though. The only thing, like, I'm kind of pissed right now because we took one of my movie shelves and put it in Brady's room for all of his Lego collections, so the babies will leave
Yeah.
them alone. So right now I just have like two big fucking Rubbermaid totes full of movies because I am short a DVD shelf, which is annoying me, but it is what it is. But all my
Yeah.
4Ks are in that. So yeah, I need to buy a
Nice.
new one. But anyways, let's talk about this fucking movie because
Let's do it.
shit. All right, like we said in the intro, this week we're talking about The Mean One from 2022. Starting off the synopsis, in a sleepy mountain town, Cindy's parents are murdered and her Christmas is stolen by a bloodthirsty green figure in a red Santa suit.
Yep.
This was directed by Stephen LaMorte or LaMort. He is doing the upcoming Screamboat, which is the Mickey Mouse horror movie that's coming out next year.
Oh God.
And he's did Bury Me Twice. That was the only other full length that I saw that he's done. As for the cast, it's pretty, I don't know, tame. It's a very low budget movie. So we have David Howard Thornton, who played the mean one, or the Grinch, if we want to be technical. Crystal Martin played Cindy. She actually has a pretty interesting resume. So she is a stunt woman and she's done stunts in Skeleton Crew, which is a new Star Wars show. She was Bella Thorne's stunt double in American Horror Stories. She was a stunt double in Malignant. And she was a motion capture performer for Black Ops 4.
You know, after watching this movie, I can believe that.
Me too. She had that little montage for a while, and I was like, shit, this chick
Yeah.
can ball. Then I have Chase Mullins, who played Deputy Burke, and John Bigham playing Doc Z Zeus, like the
Doc
god.
Seuss
Like the god.
or Dr. Seuss.
Yes, bro, that's the joke. But they made it very specific in the movie. Oh, like the
Yeah.
god.
Yeah.
Because, copyrights and shit.
I know. So I love the part two. They didn't want to say the Grinch and that the bartender, Eric Finch. So dumb.
I'm gonna go ahead and assume that you don't have any honorable mentions.
No, not really, no.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to see, actually, I want to see what the budget was on this movie. If you had to hazard a guess, what do you think the budget was? Under a
Like,
mil?
oh, easily. I'd say like 150K.
150K. All right, let's see. It's got to be on here. Oh, I don't want fuckers. It's only giving me the box office. Okay, let me Google it. The mean one. All right, well, according to Google AI, there isn't much information about the budget. Lame. It made 612,000 in domestic box office, though. So, if your prediction of the budget is correct or anywhere near accurate, they made money.
Yeah.
Not much, but. All right, let's dive into this movie discussion.
All right, let's try and break this one down. So yeah, this is pretty much a parody of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, obviously. And it just starts right off. We meet Cindy as a little girl on Christmas Eve, and she goes down and sees Santa Claus in the tree and like, oh, who's this? And she gives him like a necklace and kisses him, and then it like flashes to like a different alternate universe or something. I don't know what was happening, but then the mother comes down and she starts beating the fuck out of Santa with this nutcracker, and the Santa starts fighting her back, and she ends up getting falling and stabbing her neck on this nail that's in this nutcracker, and then it like cuts to like the mean one, who is like this green Grinch looking guy. And then Cindy is like, monster! And then he gets all fucking crazy. And yeah, that is just 20 years later.
So I think, yeah, because it's the iconic scene of the Grinch, right? Where he's stealing the presents from under the tree and whatnot. And then she comes down and she says, "Why, Santa?" But then, like, she's not scared of him or anything like that. She's just sitting there chilling, watching him. And like you said, gives her the necklace. And it's not until the mother comes down that she like actually gets scared of him. And I don't necessarily, well, no, I'm not going to jump ahead because I'm like jumping ahead right to the end of the movie, but I'll give my thoughts on it later. Yeah, like you said, 20 years later.
So she's obviously older and her dad is here and they come back to the town of Newville, which they still own the house that they grew up in but have just moved away. So like they're coming back to sell the house, I think, but also to kind of get her past the PTSD of witnessing her mother's death.
Yeah, she mentions that her doctor thinks it's a good idea for her to come.
And this like relationship with her dad and like is so weird to me. Like they're just so awkward together and like clearly like have zero chemistry together. The dad's just like this goofy guy who just wants Christmas and ends up getting pulled over by a cop. And this movie had way too many like music stings in it.
Yeah.
Cause like
Yeah, I see what you mean.
the cop like pulls up to the window and he's like, "So, sir, can I have your license registration?" And then like he like looks at Cindy and then it has like a da da da, and like they like have this weird look to each other like he knows who she is but he doesn't because like kind of like it's one of those things where like they like each other right off the bat and I just stuff like that was just so cheesy in this movie.
And the dad's like really playing into it too.
Yeah.
'Cause like at first he like pretends like he's annoyed at the cop. And then he's just like kind of feeding into this whole, I don't know, like teenage attraction that these two 20-some year old adults have to with each other.
So he got pulled over because he had like reindeer
Yeah.
decorations on his windows, and the cop's like, "Yeah, we can't have these in the town." It's like, okay.
It's a good, what's the word that I'm looking for? My brain is fucking dead today. Holy shit. I don't know. A clue into what happens later on, like, 'cause
I guess,
they
yeah.
can't celebrate Christmas in the town, right?
No one does. They don't
Yeah.
really realize it at first, but yeah, he's like, if you're staying in town, like just leave or take the stuff off your car.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, "Oh, he was cute," and she's like, "Oh, dad, stop it." And then they get to like the diner having like lunch, and then like the mayor comes in, and she's like, "Be trying to be reelected," and she like puts a sticker on someone's like reelect mayor, and then it cuts to her seeing Cindy, and does that weird like zoom in on her face like da da da,
Yeah.
and she's like, "I don't like you," and just walks past her, but it's like she hasn't been here for 20 years. You don't know who this girl is, like.
Yeah, I was kind of weirded out by that too, because it makes no sense. I mean, I think they're trying to play it off like how some movies will do that, where like the person who like something happened to them years ago comes back to the town and they're kind of ostracized in the town. But like there's no way you recognize this woman. And it's not like she did anything wrong. Like she witnessed her mother get fucking brutally murdered by the
Yeah, and then like
Grinch.
the sheriff comes in and he sees her and like does that thing as well, but it's like, okay, when Cindy was, I don't know, six, let's say 6 years old or 7 years old, like the cop isn't gonna recognize her 20 years later when she's like a grown adult. Like,
Yeah.
but yeah, because the dad is out getting decorations for the house and he comes back and he's like, "There's no decorations anywhere in this town."
What's going on
And
with this place?
then Cindy's like looking around, she's like, "Oh my God, you're right, there's nothing." And then the sheriff's like kind of explains, like, yeah. They don't really celebrate Christmas in this town, and then like they make like a Jewish joke about Burke. He's like, "Oh, what gave it away? My nose." But then they leave the diner, and it cuts to Doc Zeus just like sitting in his car, all creepy, just looking at him. But then they're back home. The dad breaks out the old Christmas stuff. I guess he found somewhere in the house, so he didn't have to go buy any. But they're putting it up, and the dad of this just creeped me the fuck out, man. He was so weird, man. Like them dancing, and I don't know. But they're doing this, and then all of a sudden, Cindy gets locked outside somehow. I don't know how the fuck that happened. But she's locked outside, and she's like, "Oh, Dad, stop being joking around." And then you see like the lights flickering, and the dad gets killed by the mean one. There's he's like up against the door, and like he puts the candy cane thing through like his eye into the door, and all of the kills like were very like kind of off camera, like quick,
They're
because like they're
gory, but they're not like,
no.
yeah, they're very quick, like how you said. And like, I don't know, like you see the aftermath, and there's a lot of gore in the aftermath, but
And there's a lot of CGI in this movie as well.
yeah, not
Yeah.
great either.
No.
This kill was kind of cool, though. I enjoyed this kill.
Yeah, it was all right. It's all right.
N another eyeball thing, just like Black Christmas.
But then Cindy wakes up in the hospital, and they'll think she's crazy because she keeps saying that's a green guy that killed her family. But it's like, well, okay, we know now, we know why the sheriff wasn't investigating this person. But leading up to it, you're like, okay, my mom died when I was younger. Now my dad is dead, and you're not doing any investigation whatsoever to find any sort of suspect. It's just like, oh, this lady's crazy. Let's fucking sedate her and,
Lock her up, yeah.
Because even Burke, like he kind of doesn't like really believe her at all, right?
And they keep making excuses like, oh, it's not our jurisdiction. Like that's the state's jurisdiction. We only worry about in town. So they kind of keep passing the buck.
But then she gets back home and she finds this flower. And I didn't understand this, like knowing what happens at the end, how that flower would get there. Okay, I'm just gonna say what the ending is, what the whole thing is. Well, not like the ending, but like, so you find out that the mayor and the sheriff are working together because they realize that the Grinch is in like, it's a monster, right? So it needs to eat. So at first he fed the mean one a goat, and then accidentally gave them a human, and the Grinch kind of got blood for that type of meat. So the mayor and the sheriff decided to post a website of this special flower that can only be found in the mountains. So all these tourists come and hitch up in the mountains. They're sending them to die, right? But like, I don't know how this flower got to the house, like, because this is how Cindy gets up there in the.
Do you think it was planted? Like, do you think the sheriff and the mayor put it there? To kind of get her out of town?
Guess maybe.
Because, like, everyone in this town is just kind of okay with what is happening, right? Like, they just don't put up Christmas decorations, then the Grinch doesn't bother them. And now Cindy comes in and she's like, we need to investigate. And she's bringing, like, a lot of attention to it. Like, eventually she's going to go to the news about it. And then, like, a bunch of people are going to come and try and figure it all out. So, I mean, maybe they planted it there to get her killed. I mean, she's got no other family, right? So
No.
get rid of her and then the problem's gone.
So she goes up in the mountains, she ends up falling in the cave where the Grinch lives. And then the cops show up and they basically say, oh, this is, they're making up stuff at this point, but it's like, oh, this is federal territory. It's not our jurisdiction. And she's like, but people are dying in your town. And then she's like, I found this wallet is Walter Warberry person, like who is that? And they're kind of like just throwing it like under the bus, like it's not a big deal, right? And then we get the most unnecessary but kind of awesome scene of just the bus full of like 20 people come from the So pretty much anything triggers Mean One. It can be music, it can be some bells just fucking dinging, and anything Christmas, just he's there in like a fucking heartbeat. So this van full of SantaCon people, a mixture of, you know, hot guys and girls, they come to this like diner, and the girl's like, "Oh, the kitchen's closed," and they're like, "Oh," she's like, "I only have drinks," and they're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Only iced tea," and they're like, "Oh, okay." And like immediately there's like just two guys are just immediately dickish, and it's like, okay, well, we know why these people are here, right? So she's like out back in the kitchen, and she a guy comes back there and like touching her ass, and she like elbows him in the face, and she's like, ha, that's what you get. And then like she turns back, and there's like blood going to the freezer, and it's like, how the fuck did you get there that quick? But she goes in there, and like he's stabbed in the face with an icicle, and she gets locked in there, and then like everyone's at the table there, and then you see like the mean one, I don't know, he's doing weird shit and like, starts screaming and fucking running around all the place. But it's like, there's like 20 of you, why not fucking just take this guy out?
Use like chairs, tables, whatever. Just beat the piss out of him.
You could easily overwhelm this guy. Like,
Oh,
there's like six guys who are like pretty big. And it's like, come
Instead,
on.
all they do is just run around in circles and start screaming.
There's
It's
like no.
just pandemonium in this
Oh, man. Yeah. Like,
cafe diner.
the mean one, he ends up being the waitress, or not the waitress. He does kill the waitress, right? He beats her with a candy cane. Or
I
no, he
thought he
beats
left
someone with
her.
the, no, he beats someone with a candy cane.
I think he left her alone
Oh, he
because he
did,
lets her
yeah.
out of the freezer and she comes out and it's just like dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, what are some of the kills in this? We see him, he beats someone with a candy cane,
Throws one girl in a fucking meat grinder.
the meat grinder, there's like a guy in like a Christmas tree blow up
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
He just like the guy like pretends to be a Christmas tree against the wall and then just like stabs him with a candy cane.
He grabs one guy and those like receipt spikes where they put the receipts down onto, he stabs him through the
Yeah.
head with that. And like a lot of them, like he just kind of smashes their face off a wall. The one girl, she fell down behind him and she's laying face down and he like doesn't even look at her. He just jumps up and then
Yeah.
backwards and stomps down on her face.
Yeah.
Just like smears her fucking head into
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
ground.
So yeah, kills all them. Then Cindy's at home and the mean one shows up, but Doc comes and saves her. Because like mean one walks in and he's like trying to get in, and she's like pushing the door, then he hear like gunshots, and she goes behind like a dresser, and she sees someone come in, and you know, if she heard a gunshot, then obviously probably the mean one is not there anymore. But Doc comes in, she just like gets up and clocks him in the head, and he's like, "Oh, what the fuck?" He's like, "Oh, I thought you were someone else." He's like, "Well, you're gonna survive and hit harder than that." And then it kind of explains to her like, "Yeah, I'm Zeus. Everyone calls me Doc." Takes her to a bar, and you know, it's kind of being like weird old man, and she's like, "Okay," like. He's like, "I know who you are," and she's like, "Okay, well, like," he's like, "I know what you've been seeing," and he's like, "Okay, but what have I been saying? Like, explain to me." And then he kind of tells her a story about like 11 years ago, his wife was like carrying Christmas presents from like their car to the house, and then all of a sudden the mean one just cut her in half,
Yeah, it's so
just in
fucking
broad
weird.
daylight.
Yeah. It was just like in the flashback, it just shows her get like basically tackled by the mean one, and then she's just split in half.
Yeah. Their fucking intestines are hanging out, and it's like so meanwhile Burke is actually investigating some of this stuff. So he goes up into the mountains, he ends up in the mean one's cave, And he ends up getting stuck in there because the mean one shows up and has a dead body. He gets out, but then the doc shows up and saves him. This is where he says, "Oh, I'm Dr. Zeus." So dumb. And this is where the movie just kind of got even more fucking. Oh man, I don't even know.
It's been ridiculous from the beginning, but
It has, but
yeah.
this montage scene where she just becomes fucking like Ronda Rousey in like 2 minutes. Oh my god, man.
Yeah, she learns how to fight, learns how to shoot a gun.
Yeah. She can do like backflips and front flips and.
Yeah, we see her. She's got like a dummy of the Grinch, and she's just beating the piss out of it in the montage. And we see
Yeah.
her, like, at the very beginning of it, she's like can barely shoot a gun, and then at the end of it, she's just like popping off fucking full clips into the head.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
She got some pretty sick gear after all this, though.
Excuse me. Yeah, she did. A lot of sick gear, but it's like, where the fuck did this all come from,
She's
man? Like,
got a fucking candy cane shotgun. She's got like Christmas tree ornament grenades on her strapped across her chest.
and then it might be one of my favorite scenes in the movie. We're like at a random diner, and it's a throw in other like kills with the mean one, right? So there's this like chef, and it's like after hours, and some guy's delivering a box, and he opens it up, and it's all this Christmas stuff. So he calls the guy, he's like, "Hey, Kurt, fucking. This is the wrong stuff. I ordered sweet peppers. You sent me fucking, I don't know, sweet Christmas stuff or something like that."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, okay, I'll be there in a sec. We'll swap it out." And it's like, so if I hated someone, like dislike someone, or like, I just gotta mail Christmas stuff to them and they're dead, right?
Yeah, basically. You got a list of names or what?
No, not saying that.
Just fuck checking them off.
Yeah, like Steve Buscemi on Billy Madison.
Yeah.
So obviously Grinch, or not Grinch, Mean One shows up, and on the cover of like the art, the title is like the Cleaver. So we see him like pick up the cleaver, and like again, you don't see like the kill is kind of cool, but like you don't really see it until like the aftermath. He puts like a cleaver in the guy's head, and then he like starts cutting off all of his body parts and then stuffs them in the box, and the guy picks him up again.
Yeah. The box would be significantly heavier than before.
Oh yeah, definitely. So the sheriff shows up at the mayor's town and she's leaving. He kind of questions her, and you like learn a little bit about what they're doing. So the mayor's leaving, and he's like kind of like saying like, "Well, you're a part of this too," and some, and she's like, "Oh, I'm not your deputy anymore." So like you learn that she used to be a deputy with him. He wants to kind of stop it, but she's trying to leave town. And Cindy and Burke are doing more investigating, and man, I was dying laughing at some of these fucking Photoshops. Like they are so bad. Like they're on a laptop and they're like going through like pictures of hikers because they find this website, and like he like, "Oh yeah, these hikers, I look at the pictures," and it like zooms in the back, and like the Grinch is like in the back doing like peace sign, and it's like the worst Photoshop ever. There's like a girl who's like holding a map of Yosemite Park, and like the map is like clearly photoshopped into it. Oh man, so bad. So bad. I believe she's setting up the trap for the mean one. She has quite the arsenal, which we already kind of went over a bit. And I like that Burke is like trying to convince her not to do it. He's like, "Well, can't you find a way to forgive?" And it's like, her parents were murdered. What do you mean?
He just killed a bus full of fucking 20-year-olds, college
Yeah.
students, probably.
Yeah. Which I don't even know. Well, he does know about it because he saw the dead bodies in the cave.
Yeah.
But it's like, Do your job. Oh
Shit.
man. I did like the mayor kill. She's at home trying to leave and the Christmas music is starting to play on her radio and on her car. And she's trying to stop it and then the mean one shows up and is beating the fuck out of her and then she's fighting back actually. But then he like just slams her head in the trunk and just fucking slams the trunk down like four times on her head. That was a nice kill. So you learn that Hooper's wife was killed by the mean one back in the day, and that's when they kind of decided to prevent the mean one from killing any more people in the town. Yeah, because he's saying like, my job was to protect this town. Like, I saved everyone in this town, like hundreds of people. And Berg is like, well, you're fucking killing people, right? He's like, well, they're not from my town, so
I don't give a fuck.
yeah. But then, so Burke is going to help Cindy, but he doesn't know that she's at home setting up a trap, like Home Alone style. He goes up to the mountains. He ends up getting trapped in the cave in a bear trap, and he is stuck. And this part really pissed me off too, because he's like stuck in this bear trap. His gun like fell away from him. He can't reach it with his hand. But he has like a 2-foot flashlight in his other hand.
True.
Like, use that to bring the gun to you. But then out of nowhere, fucking Hooper shows up and saves his ass.
It's
Has a
twice now
few.
he's been saved by somebody else in this fucking cave.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Has a change of heart. So he's like, yeah, I said I was gonna protect this town. But then Hooper ends up getting killed by the mean one. How did he die again?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Oh, Cindy shows up, I think. No, he dies, and then Cindy shows up and I think scares off the grin or the mean one. But anyway, she's back at home. She has all these Christmas lights up and her whole house is done up trying to attract the mean one here, and she's like pretending to be sleeping. And then he like goes up to her and she Or rather than like have like the candy cane shotgun under her blanket, she just like lifts the blanket and just karate kicks him right in the chest. And he's like, what the hell? And then meanwhile, Doc is outside with a fucking sniper rifle trying to shoot him. He gets shot like a couple times, I think. But then the mean one ends up outside and almost killing Doc. But then Cindy comes out and saves him. But then Cindy goes back in there. I don't know, he gets caught in the trap.
Yeah, in the bear
And then
trap.
he like roundhouse kicks his way out of it.
That was one thing I didn't get either. So I was like, okay, sick. Like he's got this bear trap on his leg and he's like kicking the shit out of her with it. And then I'm just like, oh wait, no, it's not there anymore. What the fuck happened to it? Because he's just like running through the snow at this point. No bear trap on his foot anymore.
So they're inside, and she ends up throwing the ornament grenade at him, and it's so stupid. And then she breaks up the fucking candy cane shotgun, which is sick, I'm not gonna lie. But then, yeah, they're like fighting a bit, and then he gets like wrapped up in like the Christmas lights or something like that, and then she has like tinsel like lined up along the floor. And she like lights it, and he's just like, and then it fucking blows up the tree, and so it's so stupid, man. And then she's like on top of him, like brings out the knife, and she's like about to kill him, and then she sees that he has a necklace that she gave him as a kid, and so stupid.
And then, so we get the flashback again, right? Because she says, why Santa, why? Which is what she had said to him in the beginning. And then we get a flashback and she's like remembering what actually happened. And like, he was, this is what I wanted to bring up at the very beginning of the episode, but like, she wasn't scared of him. Like, she had this conversation with him, she gave him a gift. I don't know if he was stealing presents from under the tree or what he was doing. But it wasn't until her mother called him a monster, and then she called him a monster, And then that's whenever he started being mean, right? So like, was he always mean, or was he only mean because like they called him a monster? But also, like, what the fuck was he doing in their house? But so it's like he kept this to remember her, or like maybe it's the last time someone was nice to him.
Or maybe he, in this universe, he actually was the Santa Claus.
Maybe,
And that's why he hates Christmas so much.
yeah,
Maybe.
maybe. But then before she stabs him with this big knife that she has, she tells him that she forgives him.
And kisses him on the cheek, and
Kiss him on the cheek,
he's like, and then
holds his hand to his cheek.
we hear his heart just buh, 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 buh. And then it's like going, buh, 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 and you see it rising, and his heart just explodes out of his chest.
Which I thought was fucking incredible, man. Because
It
like,
was pretty
if you
funny,
think about it, like if your heart grows three sizes too big, you are probably gonna fucking die, which is what happens. I thought it was great.
And then I think this is where the movie should have ended, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, because I didn't even take notes for the last like 10 minutes of the movie, because it's just like no one cares about this town and
Yeah.
Cindy and fucking Burke. So there's like all of a sudden now the mean one is going viral because someone released his picture. Also, her fucking posters she was putting up like around the town.
Yeah.
Like the picture was so funny. It's like that Bigfoot picture that has like been around for like years.
Yeah.
But there's all these like TikTokers and like YouTube people who are like, oh, it's this year's Bigfoot, and I'm gonna go to Newville and try and catch this mean one. And so it's like, next Christmas, and the town is like revitalized, and it's now everyone loves Christmas again. All these tourists come in here who want to find the mean one, and then like Burke and Cindy are like together, and then like cuts away from the town, and you get like a growl again. And it's like, okay,
Which is stupid. Like, how is he still alive?
yeah, I know.
His heart just exploded out of his chest.
Yeah.
Like,
Even the news anchor, like on TV, is like, all these people going to find the mean one, but the coroner said his heart exploded out of his chest. He's not alive.
Anyways.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, that's the way the tinsel sprinkles.
Okay. We got a rhyme on this one. All right. How did you rate this movie?
I was gonna be straight up, this movie is straight ass. I will never watch this movie again, honestly.
No way.
I had to fucking pay like $5.99 to rent this thing. Like,
I did too.
god damn it.
You could have bought it for $10.
I mean, like, story, I give this like one star. It's just the characters you don't give a shit about. The story, it's the Grinch, but just changed a little bit. Like, it's the same story, like nothing really new with it. The characters I didn't like, the writing I thought was just terrible. Not much to say about this movie. And quality, also gave it a 1 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, just like the acting was terrible. Like David Howard Thornton, he did a good job, like an okay job, but I don't think he was in it enough.
That's
Like,
fair.
you don't really see him get to do like his facial expressions that he's like known for, right? Until the very end, when she's about to kill him, and then he like gets the little kind of artsy facial features. But just a really bad movie, honestly. And it's
That's
like an hour and
fair.
a half, and it still felt too long.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done like this could have been part of like an anthology movie. Like, give it like maybe a half an hour to a 40-minute time slot in an anthology movie.
Or even a short movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you rate it?
My story, I gave it a 2, so I'm not
Okay.
much higher than you. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of the darker side of the Grinch, because like we know the story, right? And we've seen what he does in all the previous movies. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cool idea to just have him be a bloodthirsty maniac and just killing people. But I mean, it wasn't great. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like you said, the writing was kind of horrible. The script was just not there. The acting was bad. My quality, I gave it a 3, solely based on like I think some of the kills were very creative. I would have liked to see more on-screen stuff, and I would have like I agree with you. I think we should have seen more of David Howard Thornton doing his thing, because I don't know, like he's so good at what he does, like with art, and I think he could have really done a better job at this if he
Because
had more
like
screen time.
he's the top billed actor, and this came out in 2022, which was
After Terrifier 2.
a year after, right? So he's had most of the Terrifier blow up at this point, you know.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the kills were creative. I think the gore was good, like for what we did see. The acting was not great, but I mean, like there were some parts that I really did enjoy with this movie. Like I thought the montage was awesome. And even that like kind of final battle at the end where she's throwing the exploding ornaments and stuff, like it was stupid fun. But like I feel like this movie knew what it was doing and knew that it wasn't going to be great. So I don't know. It's an okay violent parody in my eyes. Am I ever going to watch it again? Maybe not. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm not going to run to watch it, but if it ever becomes free on like Tubi or something like that, I might throw it on again. All right. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: a killjoy entry into the debauched children's horror canon, the mean one delivers a seasonally macabre bag of lime green coal. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
15.
23%.
Damn.
That's on 26 reviews and an average score of 4 out of 10. The audience score was a 60%.
60.
Yeah. On 250 ratings and an average score of 3.4 out of 5, or a 6.8 out of 10. Now, I left the Black Christmas 2006 scores on here just so we can compare them.
Okay.
The critic score for that movie, if you don't remember, was a 13%
Yeah.
on 64 reviews and an average score of 3.4 out of 10. So significantly less than this movie.
Yeah.
The audience score of Black Christmas 2006 was a 38% with an average score of 2.8 out of 5, or a 5.6 out of 10. That was like a legitimate movie.
That's crazy. It has to be, it's a majority of David Howard Thornton fans.
I mean, yeah, it's got to be. But even the critics scored, man. 23 versus a 13.
I don't know,
Crazy.
man.
I mean,
Letterboxd is way different.
oh, I know. Yeah, Letterboxd is completely different.
So Letterboxd has a 1.8 out of 5. My friend's rating is actually a 2.1. Like,
Okay.
yeah, there's like three people that gave it like a, there are six people that gave it a 3 out of 10. Yeah, I give it half a star. You gave it 1 star. Jess from HMC gave it a 1.5. That's it.
Okay. Not a great movie by any means, but oh well. All right. You ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you rate the scares in this movie?
I gave it a 2 out of 10. not scary, but some of the kills were cool and the gore was like okay. A lot of CGI, so we give it 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Favorite kill, I'll say like the diner guy getting the cleaver to the head, I guess.
Okay.
That was kind of cool. And would I survive? I think so, because like Christmas is only once a year, and like unless like you really fuck up and play Christmas music by accident or someone fucking sends you something, right?
Yeah. Death by Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
All
Imagine.
right. My scare rating, I gave it a 3 out of 10. I said there's no jump scares and it's a silly premise. And David Howard Thornton basically just reprised his role as Art, but less violent and less menacing and obviously more green and hairy. But I don't know. Like the kills were good, the gore was good. So not terrible as a horror movie. My scary scene or favorite kill was the woman being thrown in the meat grinder. I
Nice.
just wasn't expecting that because like he threw her into this thing and I thought it was just a garbage can. And all of a sudden she's like meat just starts coming out of the other end of it. I was like, oh shit. And would I survive? I said, yeah, just leave this fucking town.
Yeah, that too, actually,
Like, why are you living here? Just leave. Fuck that. That was my pick for a
Thank
Christmas
you
horror
so
movie.
much.
Right. You get to pick our first movie of 2025.
I do.
So what are you choosing?
And this movie actually came out in January, I think, of 2020, right?
Okay.
COVID era. So in honor of Lee Whannell's Wolfman coming out this upcoming month, I thought what better way than to review his movie, The Invisible Man.
Okay, sick. Nice. All right, I'm all for that.
Nice.
I forgot he was doing Wolfman.
Looks sick, actually.
Yeah, it does. I'd like to see him do all the Universal monsters. I think he could do a good job with them.
I think so.
All right,
So,
cool. Sweet. All right, well, come back in a couple weeks. We'll be talking about The Invisible Man from 2020. In the meantime, if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. And there's a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you again for another fucking awesome year. We're still kicking. We're still doing
we
this.
are,
We just celebrated our 5 year anniversary back in November. Four year,
about
five
five,
year,
five
five.
years.
Yeah, five. Yeah. So, but yeah, still loving it. Still kicking. 5 years later,
Yeah,
2024
crazy.
is in the books,
It
baby.
is, yeah.
All
Cool.
right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again.
Thank you. Be safe. Happy New Year. And we will talk to you in a couple weeks.